Good evening, planet Earth. It's your friend Dan in Scompton, Utah, not far from the Uinta Mountains, where I wrestled that grizzly bear. It broke my left arm, left it in two pieces. We fought each other for hours. It was terrible. It is May the 14th, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc, and this podcast, I don't know how long it's going to last. It has one main topic, and it refers to a podcast I posted this morning at 10 a.m., you know, about 12 hours ago. About an hour ago, I was notified by YouTube that it was removed. It was removed because of some type of COVID opinion I had, which they felt was wrong. Okay, medical misinformation. How many of you think that that's true? I'm not saying I could be wrong. My question is, motherfucker, if you went to YouTube and you did research, could you find 20 videos that also say things about COVID that I say and are at least a year old? I bet I could. I bet I could find 20 videos that have more than, 31 subscribers. I know that's incredible influence, brothers and sisters. Gigantic. A whole 31. And in a way, this particular incident answers my prayers, because I've been praying to Jesus in recent weeks, give me a sign that I am not crazy. Well, this is a pretty good sign. So if you think this is about COVID, you're retarded. You're a fucking moron. It's not about COVID. In fact, the most interesting thing I said today was that I believe Dane Wigington's a fucking sheepdog. He's a disinformation agent. He's supporting and probably knowingly supporting military psychological warfare. That's the new and interesting thing I said today. I have several podcasts I've posted to YouTube in the last few weeks. Almost each one of them has my opinion on COVID, motherfucker. So explain to me, brothers and sisters, why this one was special. It sure as shit wasn't because of the COVID. Wasn't because of that. That's not true. That's not logically sound. Like I said, I'll wager you can find 20 videos that say worse things about the COVID and the doctors than I said this morning. But I'll tell you something. When I started calling Mayor Biden President Biden, the mayor of Washington, D.C., a couple years ago, that's when they started labeling my shit. Oh my God, that's COVID disinformation. No, it's not. It's me calling out the president as being the mayor of Washington, D.C. Yeah. So if you think this is about COVID, you're wrong. You're just completely flat wrong. And if you think this is because of my influence, well, holy shit, did I tell you about my 31 subscribers, Dane? That motherfucker whines and cries and complains every fucking episode he does about how beat down he is and how his links never float to the top with his 182, excuse me, 1,000 subscribers. He bitches and he complains. That is the difference between this podcast and the last one. That is the distinctive thing. Not a commentary or a rant on COVID, not the psychological warfare stuff, and probably not even the clathrate gun stuff. But the main difference between today's podcast and pretty much every fucking podcast I've done in the last year is I called out Dane Wigington as a bullshit artist. That's the difference. That's why I have been flagged. If I talk about him explicitly in another podcast, I have no doubt they'll come up with another excuse. Hell, they might even use this one, even if I don't talk about the fucking COVID, the fucking monkey herpes. But at least I know I'm sane. I mean, as sane as anyone can be in 2023. That's right. And if I sound angry, I'm only angry because I have been trying to use my podcast to pay for rent. And I refuse to abuse my listeners. I refuse to feed them bullshit to the degree I can detect it. I refuse to participate in the crypto Ukraine war, COVID race war, drag queen story time. I refuse to. I could talk about all that bullshit. I could scare the fuck out of you with bullshit. I could. But I figure the real thing, and I don't think it's that far away, brothers and sisters, is going to be scary enough. You don't really need to be scared. There are things you can do now to be mentally prepared, but being fearful is not going to fucking help you. No, this isn't about the COVID-19, brothers and sisters. It wasn't about the COVID-19 a year ago with GoDaddy. It wasn't about the COVID-19 when YouTube first canceled me and shadow banned. It wasn't about the COVID-19 on social media being put in a fucking box, being flagged, being put into the prison. It was never about that. But calling out Dane Wigington as you know, someone who's deceiving you, I think that raised a red flag. I think that's a real problem for the consistency model of YouTube. He complains. You should listen to some of his video blogs. Like I said in the podcast that's been removed from YouTube, 80% of what he says I think is true. But that 20% of bullshit is damaging and not helpful, and exactly what a sheepdog would toss at you. Why don't you buy some hoodies? Why don't you print off some flyers? Why don't you sue somebody? I mean, I'm telling you, as Dane Wigington, the world's going to end in a couple years or 10 years or whatever. And by the way, lawsuits can stay jammed up for a decade. But why don't you sue somebody? Why don't you make a shitty documentary and overhype it? Why don't you do these things? You'll have 182,000 followers, subscribers, whatever. I'm angry also because there have been patterns with Bluehost that look a lot like GoDaddy. There have been patterns with Spotify and Anchor that look a lot like SoundCloud, which means, to keep it really fucking simple, there's a good chance in about 2 months there won't be one fucking venue on the internet where I'm allowed to speak. I am angry because I took the oath in 1996 believing I was serving a free country. I am angry at myself for being so fucking stupid. I am angry that I didn't tell my nephew in 2019 that going to serve his country was going to serve a piece of shit government. I am angry that I didn't give him my full fucking opinion. I simply told him he couldn't talk to me for a couple years, not because I didn't want to, but because it wasn't a good idea for a person seeking a security clearance to talk to their anarchist uncle. Motherfucker. I am angry at myself for being so goddamn naive for so many fucking years. And I am angry at most of this country that still votes and still believes that Constitution means anything. It does not. There is no rule of law. Probably hasn't been one for a long time, but there definitely is not a rule of law today. So if you're one of these retarded motherfuckers who plans on voting in the next election, you piss me off. You're so fucking stupid, you make me fucking angry. I'm gonna vote for Donald Trump. You know what, brothers and sisters? You can vote for Trump. You can vote for Biden. I don't give a fuck if you vote for RFK. But just make sure you don't call out Dane Wigington as a sheepdog. That wouldn't be a good idea. Don't call President Biden the mayor of Washington, D.C. I'm angry. I sometimes will see pictures of myself in uniform, and I want to build a time machine and go back and shake that man, that young man, shake that man in his mid-20s to some kind of common sense. I want to just tell him the full truth about everything that was going to happen. I want to tell him that he's full of shit, that I was retarded. Yeah, I'm using that word on myself too, fucker. That I was retarded to believe I was serving a free country. If you're wearing the uniform today, you're serving a piece of shit empire. An empire that survives by being a vampire, by sucking on the blood of the world, by stealing the oil of poor people. And by the way, that little project in Syria started under your good friend Donald. Just like the bump stock ban, just like the fucking Fauci warp speed vaccine that you just never needed for that bullshit pandemic. Oops, I can't post this to YouTube, fuck. I am so angry at myself that I even for a moment believed I was honorably serving a free country. What kind of a retarded fucking person was I? Yeah, and you know, I'll get emails from people. Well, Dan, I really love your podcast, and I'm just so surprised you don't do better. Well, it's not that hard to fail in this two-bit, you know, bullshit republic. It's not that hard to fail in this neo-Stalinist pillhead hellhole. It's not. You just have to tell the fucking truth, or at least try to. And let's talk about that for a second, motherfucker. The First Amendment is not written to solely protect speech you agree with, or some random technician agrees with, or some random reviewer agrees with. The First Amendment does not protect your right to simply say things that are correct. Guess what? It was intended to protect your right of free speech, period. Which means if you're wrong, if you had it wrong, you have a right to be wrong. If I'm wrong about the military psychological warfare that's been ongoing at a very high tempo since March of 2020, fine. That's okay. The public sphere can handle it. I've got 31 subscribers, motherfucker. What the fuck are they afraid of? They do just a fantastic job of shadow banning and burying people like me. Why would they be scared? It makes no fucking sense. Yeah, I'm not going to be making any money off this podcast. I barely made any money post-2019. I suspected that was mostly because of a number of factors, to include economic, but I think the key thing is a lot of us were probably on a list in 2019. And so when 2020 rolled along, when Bo Blimp Doc came into action, when the Great Discontinuity kicked off, they already knew who the troublemakers were. God forbid they have an idea they want to express. God forbid they want to speak their mind, even if they're wrong. I can go on YouTube right now and probably find 1,000 videos where people spout all kinds of crazy sideways bullshit from my perspective. And from my perspective, oh, but they're wrong. And I would still say, as Voltaire said, that I'll defend your right to speak, as I paraphrase what he said. I don't agree with a word you say, but I would fight to my death to defend your right to say it. I think Voltaire said something to that effect. The First Amendment does not protect your right only to be right. It protects your right to speak your mind, even if you're wrong. What kind of a retarded person was I wearing that uniform? What kind of a retarded person was I standing on the wall in Korea? What kind of a fucking moron was I believing on that day in 1996 when I took my oath that I was defending a free country? I was full of shit. I was wrong. And yet, I will tell you, even if I believed all that shit at the time, I had a right to be wrong. I had a right to be incorrect. I had a right to basically even say things I knew that were untrue, because the First Amendment protects that also. It does. I mean, yeah, there are cases of libel. But if I simply told people on a sunny day it's raining, and on a rainy day it's sunny, that's not libel. And technically, that's a lie if I know it to be false. And yet, the First Amendment does protect that also, brothers and sisters. But it certainly protects your right to be wrong. Okay? I don't remotely think I'm wrong. If anything, this is more evidence that I was right, but it doesn't matter. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to change the podcast. At this rate, within about 90 days, I expect every venue to be closed to me. And if I expect within the next 6 to 9 months everything to go sideways, why does it fucking matter? It doesn't. This is me, 20 feet above the ground. This is me and my distance from reality. You might be 100,000 feet above the ground. But being 20 feet is plenty high enough to break your fucking neck. So yeah, I'm angry. But I don't think I'm angry at YouTube. In a way, I owe them a thank you note. Because what they've done is they've confirmed the simple truth that what I'm saying, even if it's wrong, scares the fuck out of somebody. Yeah, and the reason why this is a single topic podcast is because I don't do that great when I'm this emotional. You know, the podcast I did this morning, I got kind of emotional. And God, what was my terrible message in this morning's podcast that love can heal abuse. Wow, YouTube. I mean, you're real heroes here. I'm basically walking people through a process by which they can get the forgiveness, that they can forgive people, a way you can get there. And that message was obviously bad for YouTube. They don't want you to think about forgiveness. They want you scared and angry and confused. And as I've said since March of 2020, they mostly want you to stay at home. Because there's going to come a day where they don't want the roads clogged with cars. Though at this point, I don't think they're going to have a choice. Things look like they're falling apart pretty fast. Yeah, fuck you, voters. If you're a voter listening to me, fuck you. If you're somebody who tried to convince me to have a podcast 10 years ago because you thought my message would be welcome, fuck you. I can show you my statements from 10 fucking years ago. Clearly the COVID monkey herpes didn't exist, but I said plenty of things back then that others would think was wrong. So fuck you. Fuck you. You're a liar. You lie to yourself. You lie to everybody. Fuck you. And I don't think that person's listening, but I want to make sure they hear it the next time they ever fucking mention to me, oh, Dan, you should have a podcast. You should have a podcast. Fuck you. Fuck the ROTC recruiter. Fuck all you liars and grifters. Your day is coming or there is no God. It's that simple. Yeah, it's that fucking XOR, binary for me at this point. Your day is coming or there is no God. And you still might be saved in heaven, but here on planet Boblimpdoc, which is not Eden and is not the Millennium Kingdom and is not heaven, reality can fuck you in 50 different ways and fuck you. Fuck me, fuck you. Fuck every person that's going to vote for Trump or Biden or RFK or the Libertarians. Fuck you too. Hey, Forest Mommy, running for government, bullshit social media account. Fuck you too. Yeah, you're a fucking fraud. Fuck you too. Fuck all y'all. Fuck every person that sends me an email telling me about how great my podcast is. I want to say God bless you, but right now I just want to say fuck you. I'm sick of it. I'm a 53-year-old man who, according to statistics from Spotify and SoundCloud and YouTube and other sources, has not touched the lives of more than 200 people in the last 6 or 7 or 8 fucking years. Fuck you and your bullshit. Man, I had a shithead who I met in person, but he seemed like a spook at the time. I had a shithead trying to tell me that somehow I would be remembered as the king of the world because of my great podcast. Fuck that guy. Yeah, I'm done with him. Yeah, fuck you too. And by the way, what happens next? Because if this podcast is over, there ain't gonna be no flyers. There ain't gonna be no hoodies. I'm not gonna sue anybody. No, I'll do something special. You don't talk about it on YouTube. You don't talk about that on Spotify. You don't talk about that on the phone. But I'll do something special. I'll come up with something. It won't harm anybody, but it sure as shit might harm a demon or two. I'll come up with something at this point. You want to tell me I have options? You're full of shit. This is a crooked economy filled with crooked motherfuckers. The sooner this shit turns over and most of you start starving in the streets, the better. Fuck you. I mean, I'm thankful for the people that donate. I mean, it would be great if I had more people who donated less, and certainly it would be less suspicious, but whatever, I am thankful. And I do say prayers for y'all. And so when I say fuck you, maybe I'm not talking to all y'all. Maybe I'm not even talking to any of my 31 subscribers. Or my 47 estimated listeners on Spotify. Or the God knows what number of people who seem to crash my blog every other day. That's weird, isn't it? I mean, given the total number of people who are actually interested in my podcast, the fact that my Bluehost blog seems to start crashing every other day, kind of like what started happening with GoDaddy when I talked to Mr. Sleepy Eye on the phone. You know, I'm on the Goober app. Okay, fuck you too. No, I don't know what to tell you. I guess I could start handing out USB memory sticks. I could start doing that. There are things I could start doing. I'm not entirely sure it makes any fucking sense, but I could. The simple fact is, brothers and sisters, the only thing that distinguishes today's podcast from the others, from all the others, was me calling out Dane Wigington as bullshit. That's it. It's not my commentary on COVID. That is in my other pods on YouTube right now. That is in my pods on Spotify that get the little label. So it's not that. But it's a lot like 2021, really late 2020, when I started calling President Biden the mayor of Washington, D.C. You know, a lot like that, motherfucker. But Dan, are you saying YouTube would lie about why they're... Oh my God, fuck you. If you can't catch up to what's going on here, that YouTube would lie, cheat, and steal. When I was in the Army, I saw the good officers, the honorable men and women, lying, cheating, stealing. You think the people of YouTube have more ethics than those soldiers did 30 fucking years ago? Fuck you. Yeah, they'd lie about the reason. Why wouldn't they? If I did, you know, I didn't mention COVID-19, so who knows? Just the word alone would be a reason for them to add another flag to block me from uploading more videos. Another thing that happened today is I uploaded some videos, some remembrances from the Great Snake Pit of Seattle in the summer of 2020. You know, the monkey herpes, where the black-clad freaks marched up and down 12th Avenue, cutting every major route to every major emergency room in Seattle during the peak of the pandemic. Fuck you. That's weird, isn't it? It's weird to see a video from April 2020 showing a nurse or a doctor with an administrator, but no fucking coffee filter, though. And it seemed like they were having a jolly good old time in the middle of the terrible pandemic. Fuck you. I got videos of construction all over Little Saigon, all over Pill Hill, 2020, 2021. Fuck you. Yeah. If there was a pandemic, the construction companies didn't hear about it. But the coffee filters protected them. The warp speed vaccine protected. No, it didn't. I have video of construction workers across the street going into the same honey bucket over and over again after other motherfuckers. I didn't see a hazmat team. I didn't see any special equipment. It was just a good old-fashioned, musty, dusty, moldy honey bucket. Fuck you. I really love your podcast. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. Maybe you do, but you really don't. Because if you really love my podcast, and I send out an email saying, can you print off some of these posters and put them up, you know? Can you put together an email list so I can email more than 20 people, fuck you? I've been asking that off and on to people I know for, I don't know, 3 fucking years. Fuck you. Bullshit artist. All y'all. Some of you are real, and maybe you are real, and maybe you're legit. And some of you are fake, and you're fakers, and you're having fun playing this game. I know in my heart that God is righteous and just. I know in my heart that this ain't Eden. This is not the kingdom, and this sure as shit isn't heaven. So I know in my heart that there are things that are going to happen to people in this world, not in the afterlife, not in hell, not in heaven. In this world, before you fucking die, there are going to be consequences. And I might be dead, but some lucky motherfucker with a six-pack of beer, a bowl of popcorn, is going to be able to watch you being eaten by a cannibal, maybe, hopefully, fuck you. If you're a YouTube censor, because you know what? I might as well post this to YouTube anyways. If you're a YouTube censor responsible for misinformation policy, double, triple fuck you. I can't wait, if I'm lucky enough, to see pictures out of your hellhole when everything starts going sideways. I can't wait. I know the Lord Jesus doesn't want me to feel this way, but on a day like today, I do. Because my message this morning was use love to heal abuse. And my message from the world this evening is fuck you, Dan. Fuck you. Nah, buddy. Fuck you. And I gotta tell you, it's gonna be bad. Because this is evidence I'm right, in my opinion. This is evidence of a pattern. There's other stuff I'm going to talk about in my next podcast related to Daniel Penny and how it's really weird that the Daniel Penny thing's showing up about the same time in the Ukraine story, that the George Floyd thing showed up about the same time in the bullshit COVID-19 story. I wonder, do you think it's fucking random? About the time in April, May 2020 when people started questioning the fucking monkey herpes, COVID. That's when we had the George Floyd. That's when we had the race war. That's when we had the Bank of America funded BLM Antifa, fuck you. And now the Daniel Penny thing shows up. Right about the time the Ukraine war is starting to look like bullshit to a lot of people I know. Fuck you. Yeah, we'll talk about that more in the next podcast. This one only has one topic, and the topic is simply this. If you enjoy my podcast, I would say there's a 70% chance that there will be no venue on the internet where I can post it within a few months. And I could fix it. I could fix it by talking about Bitcoin. I could talk about Trump. I could talk about Biden in the context of the election. I could talk about all the poor people coming across the border. Don't ask questions about why. Because why is George Soros, right? is paying them, right? Ian Miles wrong? Andy no clue? Their messages do not get squashed, by the way. Yeah, I wish when my nephew talked to me about joining the Navy, I wish I had simply said, this is going to be one of the biggest mistakes you ever make. I wish I told him that. I didn't. I simply said that for your own good, if you want your time there to work out, you probably can't talk to me. Why? Because I'm an anarchist, fuck you. But man, what a stupid fucking time to join the military. I was dumb enough 30 years ago to believe that what I was doing was righteous. What kind of a fucking moron do you need to be in 2023 Bo Blimptalk to join the fucking military of the United States? What kind of a fucking idiot are you? Are you retarded, is the question. Are you? What are you defending? The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the whole Constitution? What the fuck are you defending? America's right to rip off poor people and steal their shit? Oh, but Dan, you should go to Somalia. As I said before, if all you statist voter motherfuckers promise not to send the Marines there, the Rangers there, you promise not to drop bombs on us, you promise to stop dropping your nuclear waste where the Somalis used to fish fuck you, yeah, maybe I'll go to Somalia. But it turns out you motherfuckers, just like Glenn Close, in that great movie from the 80s, Fatal Attraction, you can't leave us the fuck alone. You can't. Even if we go to fucking Somalia, you're gonna send in your troops to be dicks. Fuck you. You're a moron if you serve in the military today. You're a fucking idiot. You're not honorable. You're not good. If you think you're doing it for righteous reasons, you're just a shithead. And you're retarded. Fuck you. But really, fuck me. I'm repeating myself, but that's what anger does. Fuck me for ever believing that what I was doing for the United States Army was right. Fuck me for being so goddamn stupid to sign up to be an officer. Fuck me for being so goddamn retarded. I was about to say, if you like this podcast, you can donate. But why? Fuck you. You want to donate? You can. I don't give a fuck at this point. You can donate as little or as much as you want to. And as far as your food, water, shelter goes, if you're one of those people out there that is legitimately a listener and cares about my podcast, God bless you. But if you're just another fed fucker, another spook, fuck you. I don't care if you have food, water, shelter. I don't care if you starve to death. I am a Christian man, and I am telling you that the Lord is righteous, and I am telling you I don't give a fuck about you. You're a fascist. You're a dick. You're a giant fucking piece of crap. Fuck you. You want to fucking donate? You can. If you're a goddamn fed, let me give you some free fucking advice. Give me a shitload of money. At this point, my podcast can end. It's not going to change anything. Nobody's minds are going to be changed at this point. If you are at Spirit Lake, hanging out with Harry Truman and his 17 cats, you are prepared to go to the stratosphere. Fuck you. I don't care. You can donate. You don't have to donate. Can I use the money? Who the fuck can't right now? Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, but Dan, unemployment's so low. Fuck you. You know what's funny? The job postings I've seen, and it's not recent. This goes back, this goes back 10, almost 15 years. But I'll see all these job postings, and you know what it fucking reminds me of? It reminds me of the dating apps I went on 10 years ago after my ex-wife dumped me. Oh, there's this woman. She's really interested in you, but oh fuck. She lives 3,000 miles away. Yeah, there was a person who called himself my friend. Wow. And fuck me for even for a moment thinking that person was my friend. And he actually set up an interview with the same motherfucker, the fucker who rejected me the first time and rejected me the second time. He set up an interview for me with this motherfucker, crypto fucking database guy. We have a big data warehouse of the coins. Who owns the coins? Oh shit, that's private, fuck you. Yeah, fuck that guy. Fuck anybody that tells me that, well, Jesus wants me to be on Twitter. Are you a fucking idiot? I guess Jesus doesn't want me on Twitter. Or on the internet. Because the pattern of my exposure, of my attempts to express my ideas since the year 2011, the pattern has always been the same. If I speak the truth, if I talk about things that are real, not crypto, not voting, not Trump, not the fucking drag queen story time bullshit, if I actually try to tell the truth, and this has been the case since 2011, I just get buried. My Twitter accounts get deleted. They get banned. They get destroyed. That's what happens to me, Dane. You complain so much, Mr. Wigington, but I gotta tell you something. If you ever did listen to this, fuck you. You and your 182,000 subscribers, fuck you. It doesn't make any sense. If you want to donate, you can, but it doesn't make any sense. even if I was saying incredibly outrageous things about the monkey herpes, I have 31 subscribers on YouTube. Meditate on this, brothers and sisters. You got to think on it. It makes zero sense. It is a pattern with YouTube at this point, and it makes zero sense. It has no logic behind it. The only thing that would potentially be a reason for them doing this is I called out one of their quote-unquote sheep-dipped shithead sheepdogs, Dane Wigington. I called him out. I had never done it like that before. I've kind of intimated, sort of mentioned in the past that I suspected him, but I still thought he was a good guy. Fuck you. I came out and identified him exactly for who he is. Well, sure as shit, they couldn't give that as a reason, could they? That wouldn't work. And it's funny, too, because a couple years ago when YouTube would do this to me, they wouldn't even give a reason. They would just say, this violates our policy. You know? I don't see that this is any fucking better. So yeah, if you want to donate, you can. If you don't want to donate, you don't have to. If you're a family member listening to this, and I don't give a fuck who you are, and you think I should have had a podcast years ago, now fuck you. You never knew me. You never understood me. You sure as shit never listened to me. Because even though the monkey herpes didn't exist 10, 15 years ago, I had plenty of opinions about other kinds of bullshit. So fuck you. Fuck you. You can do your banking and your house flipping. You can participate in the Darth Vader death fucking star economy until it blows up in people's faces. And when you all end up paying the piper, I just hope I'm alive to hear the fucking screams. I do. Because I am tired of this retarded bullshit. And I am tired of all these liars and all these sons of bitches and all these grifters. If I were a grifter, if I were ripping people off, I'll tell you what, I'd have 182,000 subscribers also, Dane. It just turns out I have a conscience. Same thing that prevented me from going military intelligence, which I was slated to do, same thing that would ultimately keep me out of the CIA, the same thing that kept me from being a lawyer. I know the difference between right and wrong. I have a soul. I have a conscience. If only those things weren't true, I might actually be a fucking millionaire. And yet, and I will say this, and I will say this, and some of you who listen to me and are real people will understand. I am richer every morning I wake up to walk those dogs than most of you motherfuckers with nice houses on Mercer Island or in San Francisco or on the Gold Path or shoreline of Chicago. I am wealthier than most of you motherfuckers will ever fucking be. And maybe the best move for Uncle Dan is just to end the podcast completely. Maybe the reason for this is what I've been saying for a few weeks now. That it's too late. That nobody's going to be changed. No opinions will be affected. Whether I'm right or wrong, and believe me, we're way beyond the First Amendment now. Whether I'm right or wrong, it will impact no one. Even if I had 100,000 subscribers, no one would be changed. Everybody would be waiting, just like they do. Just like, I think it's Kuhn, The Structure of Scientific Revolutions, just like Kuhn described. Right before these major paradigm shifts, you really don't push people. People are firm in their beliefs. They're either on the other side of the fence, which means beyond the shift, they already know what's coming, or they're clinging with their white knuckle hands to a past that is over. Over. It's gone. It's done. If you want to be retarded, if you want to do your stupid shit, you keep doing it. And I don't give a fuck if it makes you happy. I don't see how it does for most of you fuckers. But what I can tell you is I don't give a fuck. Before the Lord in heaven, before the entire holy host, we have all made our choices. You've made your choices too. You've made decisions, you've had actions you've taken in your fucking life, and if you've decided to join the military in 2023, believe me, you made your fucking choice. Hell, if you joined the military after 2020, which in the case of my nephew, at least that wasn't true, if you joined the military after the fucking monkey herpes, fuck you, you dumbass retard. I hope your destroyer or your submarine or your tank or your whole fucking shitty platoon gets turned to dust, because you don't represent a free republic. You don't represent the Constitution. You represent a bunch of fucking pirates. That's right. We went to Somalia and we murdered and we killed and we dropped bombs, not because we were there to be anything different. It's just we don't like the fucking competition. Fuck you. Dan, it's just a strike. It's just a video being removed. No, it was my attempt to be honest about the way we can get beyond all this. It was my attempt to push a very terrible agenda of love. Of love and respect. Of the idea that we can cure this abuse by doing the opposite. But no, fuck you. Fuck all y'all. Every time I see an abandoned dog in Scompton, Utah, it reminds me of the simple fact that a lot of people out there, maybe half the people out there, are giant shitheads. And if they decided to take a vaccine for a pandemic that never existed, I don't give a fuck if they die. They made their fucking choice. I make my choices every day. If I drink too much beer or decide to walk to the grocery store when it's 0 degrees out to get potato chips, yeah, no grizzly wrestling. If I do those things and they injure me, fuck me. If you do your shitty evil things and that fucking troop of chickens come home to roost, fuck you. Fuck you. Okay? I have spoken my mind. I have given fair warning. In terms of my service to the Lord, I have done exactly what I promised to do. And fuck you. Have a great rest of your Sunday.